part of our mission in the business is to partner with nonprofits around the world to help them create some passive income and help create consistency in that income through our multifamily projects. And Rudy runs the Blessings Project, and we've dedicated ourselves to partnering with him and his organization this year. So we just love to have these nonprofits jump on every so often and give us an update as to what is going on, let you guys know about what's going on and how you're helping by investing with us.
Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode.
So welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. I have Rudy Atala with us today to give us a little bit of an investor update. Rudy, welcome.
Thank you so much, and happy new year.
Yeah, happy new year. So what has been going on? I know that you guys have been really busy with a lot of different things. So
yeah,
give us some tops of the waves.
So wave tops in August, on August 4th of 2020, there was a huge explosion in Lebanon and Beirut. It registered 3.3 on the Richter scale. They felt it in neighboring Cyprus, over 100 miles away. It damaged the port of Beirut, and the blast damaged over 300,000 homes. 85% of those homes were on the Christian side of Beirut. So people were so scared to go to hospitals being injured because they were worried of catching COVID if they went to the hospital. So many of them sat at home bleeding. My father was injured. My aunt was injured. My cousin lost his home and his business. So we jumped in to help as many people as possible. And from August until now, we've helped over 25,000 people, estimated, with food support. We've repaired homes. We've taken care of injuries. We've gone to every, you know, facet where the blast took a major toll, and we've jumped in and just rolled up our sleeves. Even if we didn't have the finances to do it, we were doing it with whatever we had. And God's been good to us. So we just need more support because people are still suffering in Lebanon. The economy in Lebanon is in a free fall. Hezbollah's got control still. Iran has its claws in Lebanon. So economically, the country's devastated. And the Christians, which make up about 30% of the population there, are suffering the most. In addition to a population of 4.5 million, we still have about 1.8 million refugees from Syria also trying to survive in the middle of all this chaos. So we've been working there. We've been working in the Nineveh Plains in Iraq, inside Syria. We've been helping Yazidis, persecuted Christians, and we've made quite some inroads in there as well. We've been helping various population centers, again, to get up on their feet. ISIS is still strong in certain pockets of Iraq and in Syria. They still operate despite the fact that the U.S. military has dealt them a heavy blow. They're trying to resurge. Turkey has made things very difficult also for refugees. So we've been working in all those areas. Also Armenia. Armenia had they were in a civil war for a short period of time. So we rescued multiple families. So we've spent our year essentially in the Middle East, just going after, you know, population centers that were completely at risk. And we've been, you know, trying to make a difference where we can. The other thing that we've been focused on as well in northern Syria, which is a legacy of what ISIS left behind, is organ harvesting. The people are, these networks are organ harvesting and moving refugee, like if they find a refugee that matches with a recipient from an Eastern Bloc country, they will take the refugee in, extract their organs, and sell them on the black market. It's from the host to the recipient is a 30-hour lag. So you've got Turkish organized criminal networks, Russian organized criminal networks working with ISIS to harvest organs from refugees. So we've been trying to shut down some of these networks, and it hasn't been easy at all. So we're over time on that. And then in Africa, of course, we're working in East Africa. We've established a couple orphanages in Uganda, Kenya. We're working also in West Africa and Niger. A lot of human trafficking. So we're involved in building clinics, trying to prevent people from being trafficked, and then helping orphans as much as we can and at-risk women. So it's been a busy year, and COVID hasn't made it easy at all for us. Sure. You know, some donors have slowed down, and because of COVID, they're not sure what the future looks like. So we're looking for support from donors, even small support, whether it's $20 or $50 consistent every single month, which allows us to really focus our finances in the areas that are critical. So,
yeah. So in the past, you've said something to me that was very interesting. It was like, hey, if somebody's going to give me a $5,000 check or commit $100 a month, I would rather take the $100 a month. Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about that from the nonprofit angle, because I think people are like, hey, this pulled on my heartstrings. I want to help. I want to help, you know, stop organ harvesting and sex trafficking and things like this. But, you know, let me just write a one-time check. Why is the consistency more important from your perspective than somebody just writing a check, which I know you're grateful for both, but tell us a little bit of the difference.
Sure. The difference is when I know for the next 12 months that $100 a month is coming in from a particular donor, then I can really focus it in the critical areas. I know that that's going to be consistent every month. So if there's a healthcare need or we're building a clinic or whatever, at least I know the resources are constant. When people, you know, write a check, which I'm eternally grateful for, a one-time check, sometimes I don't know when it's coming. I don't have the timeline. So it's very hard to project or to prepare for. You know, we're always in crisis mode almost. You never know when an explosion like the one that happened on August 4th in Beirut is going to take place. You never know when, you know, a war is going to break out somewhere or whatever. So I'm always trying to, I'd rather not hold money in the bank. I'd rather use it where it's critically needed, but it's nice to know that there's something consistent coming in every single month.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Makes a big difference.
Thank you so much for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. We're excited that you're listening and tuning in every week, but we want to have a two-way conversation with you, not just a one-way conversation. So go to integrityhg.com/webinar and join us on one of our weekly webinars where you can meet me, meet the team, have a conversation, and let's really talk about your investing goals and how we can help. Man, I tell you, having all of those different projects going on, I mean, what is the capacity that you guys have to continually extend yourselves? How many people do you have on the team at this point working in how many countries?
17 countries. In some places where, you know, we're like three people working or two people working. In other countries, in Iraq and Syria, eight of my guys got COVID. One of them died. You know, it was unexpected. People in parts of the Middle East don't even know the difference between COVID and a normal flu. So they kind of mistake it with, and one of them had an underlying condition. So unfortunately it turned bad for him. You know, medical capacities in some of these countries are not that good. So in Lebanon, for example, I have a total of about nine people consistent that are helping. In Iraq, I have seven people. Inside Syria, I have another seven people. I have people in Turkey. I have, you know, different locations. So every country, you know, it varies between, you know, anywhere from 2 to 10. Again, some of them volunteer. We try to maximize our dollar amounts. I think if I'm correct on my calculations for 2020, my overhead is going to be somewhere approximately 2.5%. So we're 97.5% is going out the door to help people.
Which is incredible. I mean, if you know, you know, if you look at Charity Navigator, right, that's kind of the listing of a lot of different major charities where you can go and see how much the Red Cross is spending on, you know, how much of your donation is directly going to help affected people. And don't quote me, I think it's somewhere in the vicinity of like 40%-ish or something, right? There's a lot of overhead in running these operations. So way that, you know, to see how lean you've been able to create an organization to where just a couple of percentage points are going to overhead is incredible. And I mean, it makes us feel so good knowing that our dollars, I mean, of course, operations cost money. So, you know, we expect a certain percentage of our giving to go to running that operation. But man, does it feel good to know that 97 cents on the dollar is going to directly impact the lives of the people that you're looking to help. I mean, that's an incredible statistic. So congratulations on that. That's a big, big feat.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We don't take any salaries. I mean, the only thing we're doing is, the small amount of overhead was paid just to create little videos here and there to just make, get some awareness.
Sure.
Small things like that, just some office tools that we need, just the bare bones minimum. Outside of that, nobody's taking salaries. We're just working overtime, just trying to help as many people as possible. We're blessed in this country, no matter what the politics are. We constantly blessed. I see people in other countries that are hurting so bad. So we really want to truly make a difference, and we're trying.
I think it's easy to overlook how blessed we are, right? When we get so kind of sucked into our own echo chambers about what's going on here. And when you start to look outside of these borders at the real poverty, the real pain, the real help that people need, I think those videos and pictures and things that you guys are sending to us are so helpful because it just adds so much worldly perspective. I think our perspective is so limited by just literally how far we can see that we don't take more of a global approach to how do we love on people and where is the need and how do we fulfill that need. I don't even think the majority of people here in the United States know what those needs are. So it's a testament to what you need to do to produce those things to send them back home, because I know people and you know people that have huge hearts that want to help. They don't know what to help with, right? So it's organizations that like yours that bridge that gap of knowledge gap to finance gap to actually helping and helping those people out.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And the biggest thing that we aim for, in our giving, in addition to meeting immediate needs, we try to also create opportunities in their own areas for them to generate income as well. That's another part that we really try to focus on. You can feed people all day long and that just becomes a resource drain. But if we can create, ways for them to feed themselves, for example, in Egypt, we seeded into a community of widows. They're Coptic Christian women that lost their husband. So they lost their primary income because they're Christians. They're persecuted even more. They didn't have any income coming in. So what we did is we bought them goats. We taught them how to use the hair of the goats to make blankets and milk the goats and sell the milk. And so they created these tiny little businesses, and now they're able to feed their own families and feed themselves.
Amazing.
And it didn't cost a lot of money to do that. And now they're self-sufficient. So now they're replicating that model to other women in their own category, and it's making a difference.
I saw in one of the communities that you, probably one of your initial communities, right? You helped build some buildings there. And then I saw some pictures of some agricultural sites that you kind of set up to teach them how to do some farming and self-sustain and maybe put a well there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, incredible, right? So that's the biblical value, teach a man to fish versus give a man a fish, right?
Yeah, and find simple solutions sometimes for people. For example, in Kenya, we had a remote village where they had a leopard problem. The leopard kept coming down and killing the cattle. And so they were going to go out and kill the leopard, which would basically put the community at, on a confrontational lines with a conservationist. So what we did, instead of them fighting it out, and we bought $200 worth of solar panels and LED lights, and we strung the lights around the village. The leopard lost its cover of darkness, so it stopped hunting in the cattle area, and started hunting somewhere else. It was a $200 solution to a problem, and we just fixed the whole community from that one little solution. So, yeah.
Yeah, ingenious. Very cool stuff. So, where can people, we know that they can come to us and invest and participate a little bit, but how can people go directly to help with you guys and get on a consistent giving schedule because you guys can do ACH right out of my account every month, right?
Yes. However they want to, if they go to all one word, theblessingprojects.org, theblessingprojects.org, they can go in there and they can sign up for monthly donations. And we're doing our best to kind of put out newsletters as much as we can. We're so focused on helping people that, you know, we're maybe, you know, trying to trend upward in message and giving out the message of what we're doing. But, you know, we're getting there. We're slowly getting there. But that's a great place just to invest or, you know, do your monthly donations, whatever it is.
Yeah. And it's easy to know that it's the Blessing Projects with an S because you just named a bunch of stuff that you guys are doing. So many projects. A lot of people helped, you know, building eternal kingdom type business by just loving on people. And it's an amazing opportunity to be able to partner with you guys. So I suggest if you're listening to this podcast, you know, we're not just interested in business success. We're interested in human success. And that's globally, that's eternally, that's spiritually. You know, we want to make sure that guys like Rudy have the platform. Look, I'm going to share this on social media. If you're not in a place right now to give directly, consistently, $25 a month, $20 a month, whatever it is, do me a favor and share it on social media so that your network sees it. Because there is no shortage of need in the world. But what we are short on is people having good conversations like this about helping each other. I think right now is an interesting time in America. I think there's a lot of division. There's a lot of kind of debate going on about what's right and what's not. This is a hands down easy decision, right? This is easy because there is no political gain one way or the other. We're helping people that need it. So we can agree on this for sure. We can disagree on a lot, but on this we can agree that people need your help. You're blessed just because you get to listen to this podcast. If you're listening to it, look down at the phone or computer or whatever you're listening to it on. You know, hundreds of thousands, millions of people need help every single day. Rudy's out on the front lines giving those people the help through his organization. We're blessed to be able to partner with you. So again, go to blessingsprojects.com or .org. Make sure that you're partnering with them. Partner with us and reach out to us when you've done it because, you know, we want to send you a little thank you gift ourselves. So get involved. Thank you so much, Rudy, for everything that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
You know, let's keep in touch. Obviously, through 2021, we're hoping that it's easier than it was in 2020. We're hoping that we get to make bigger strides. And yeah, we're excited for what it has to bring and to continue to help people and to continue partnering with you. And hopefully many people on this podcast will be joining us in that endeavor. So thanks so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. God bless.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you haven't done so already, go to freefromwallstreet.com and sign up for the IHG Investor Club. You won't know about the deals we're doing unless you're signed up on the club. So you got to do this to see what we're up to in the investing world. Go to theblessingprojects.org to find out more about what Rudy is doing. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.